USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate lawmakers passed a bill to prevent a nationwide strike by railroad workers after rejecting a proposal to give them expanded paid sick leave. The Senate vote was 80 to 15. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk, where he's expected to quickly sign the legislation. Another day, another 2 cent drop in the price of gas. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.47 a gallon Thursday. That's a 28-cent drop over the past month. Cooler heads have prevailed after two high-profile CEOs sit down and chat on Wednesday.
A potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted after a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new poll is shedding some light on a runoff election set for next Tuesday.
A new poll shows a virtual deadlock in Georgia's Senate runoff 5 days before Election Day. The survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill has Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with 49% support from likely voters, while Republican challenger Herschel Walker is the choice of 47%. The two-point difference is within the poll's margin of error. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan. The court, in a brief Thursday, said it would hear arguments in February, with the decision soon to follow. The plan will remain paused until the court issues its decision. President Biden is hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House Thursday. This is the president's first state dinner. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Chinese officials say they're entering a new stage of COVID-19 response following protests against their zero COVID policies. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox and Friends First that although the shift in language hints they may relax some policies, he thinks China's leader will go to great lengths to ensure the Chinese Communist Party remains in power.
We need much stronger language from this White House. I hope to see that during the state visit with Macron, that we stand with you. And I'd like to see behind the scenes some help to these protesters in defeating the Chinese techno-surveillance state.
Republican leaders are criticizing the United States Naval Academy for allegedly keeping midshipmen from graduating if they sought religious accommodations to the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox and Friends that the GOP has an opportunity to change the mandate.
They have an opportunity on the National Defense Authorization Act to do an amendment that would allow this vaccine to drop by the wayside or to not require it or to give us definition even on religious exemptions would be incredibly helpful.
Week 13 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night on Amazon Prime with the New England Patriots hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.